Now, taking care of business, resale program open day 23 January. Become self-employed and independent. Apply for the taking care of business resale program here in Paarl. Are you unemployed, but you're always buying and selling things to make a living and support your family? Would you love to work for yourself? Are you willing to work hard and learn how to build a successful business and be independent? If this sounds like you, then this is exciting. And it's going to be an opportunity just for you. At Taking Care of Business Resale Programs, you can learn about the business, trading, and life skills you need to be informal or self-employed clothing trader. Now, we're talking about two-year enterprise development, which is hard at work, making sure that you get all the skills that you need. I mean, with over 1,000 hours of holistic training and support, as well as skills to become independent, you cannot go wrong. There's an open day next week, Tuesday, and in studio with us to speak a little bit more about the open day and also about taking care of business is Liandi Fransen. Môre, hoe gaan dit?
Dit gaan goed, dankie. Baie dankie dat ek hier kan wees.
Dankie dat jy tyd gemaak het om saam met ons te kom kuier. And then also Robin Kuberg. He's the brand manager for TCB, Taking Care of Business. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm well, yourself.
If you've got it, just take it, Mike, in your hand for me.
I'm well, yourself.
No, this.
Nice to be here.
Thank you very much for taking time to come and chat to us. All right, now, Taking Care of Business is a local non-profit organization, and it helps unemployed individuals to become self-employed in the circular. I mean, the economy is tough. It's really tough out there. Tell us more about how does Taking Care of Business work?
Okay. So Taking Care of Business actually has quite, we've grown to look at different areas of the family. We started working with mothers, but we work with mothers and fathers and also with ECD children at the moment. So TCB really works with every aspect of the family, and the aim is for every individual to grow and develop and reach their full potential and become financially and socially independent. So we do that through a two-year program that really focuses on enabling them as entrepreneurs and to become successful entrepreneurs, to really reach a place where they succeed in, because often, you know, there's a lot of ladies that buy and sell, and they sell and work hard, but they don't necessarily generate a profit, or, you know, they don't necessarily know how, what to do with the money and how to spend it in a healthy way. So the bigger organization, we have Reskill that is we have so many different names.
That's cool.
Repair, that focuses on the men. That's for the men, and that helps the men start businesses through appliances. So we receive appliances that they can, they are taught how to fix it and then to sell that.
Okay.
And then
it's like irons or kettles, or microwaves and stuff.
Small appliances.
Yes, okay.
For instance, the typical appliances that clicks would sell.
Yes.
So that's what we receive, and then they go through a program how to fix it, and then also how to sell that. So
okay.
They buy that and then fix it and sell it. And then we have Remake, that is basically sewing, so teaching ladies how to sew, and then similar, create a product, and then how to sell that product, and how to manage also your finances and, you know, record keeping and make sure that you actually.
Because that's the big thing. If someone makes money, they make profits, that's where it ends. That's where self-employed ends in many instances. So you guys teach them how to use that resource, because using money as a resource instead of as an income.
Yes.
Use it as a resource to look after yourself, but also to regenerate your business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the participants on the program then
When people do sell, they basically feel alone, don't know how to proceed with processes, and so we do have the backing of that, so we do educate them in that sense. So when you do sell your stuff, you're not alone, you actually get the education as well.
Okay.
Yes, so just maybe something to share with that. When the ladies start on the program, I always ask them, you know, do they know what a budget is, or do you know what saving is? And most of us, we know what that is, but sometimes we lack the discipline to actually walk it out and to implement what we know. So I think if I have to summarize what it is, what TCB does is it's creating a safe space where we support and mentor and, you know, help the ladies to walk it out and, you know, to take what they know. It's not always about how much you know, but if you're able to take and implement that and to develop the discipline. So we have a term to say we want to move from dependency to dignity.
Yes.
Through taking ownership and responsibility. And, you know, what you said about moving away from not just making money, but growing, is growing in responsibility and moving, changing mindsets from saying, but, you know, I don't have enough. What I have is too small to actually manage it or to be responsible with the little money that we have. But so the focus is to change the mindset that actually the little that I have, the resources that I have, is enough to start building and growing and changing my life and taking ownership of the opportunities that are around me, even though it seems small or insignificant.
All right. Now, Robin, obviously it sounds ideal for someone who's not employed currently and someone who'd like to start something. What's the criteria? How can you join the program?
So basically, our program exists of an open day. So in the open day, you then get to see what happens. We do a full-on presentation, and from there, we will do then the callback, where either you'll be inducted or first interview and then inducted.
Yeah.
And so the criteria is basically the IELTS certificate that you matric though. CV, you must have children.
Okay.
And then we want you to submit the birth certificates of the children, and then a proof of address.
Is there a specific reason why they must be mothers and why they need to provide proof of that?
I think when it's mothers, it gives a purpose to why you're actually going to start the business in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then, how can people participate and then join the program? Obviously, they have to go to an open day. They have to find out and figure out what happens there. But they're not the ones that will choose to be a part of it. You guys choose yourself.
Yes. So, like Robin said, it starts with an open day. And then from there, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks. So within 4 weeks, they start buying and selling and trading, and we help them. So the only thing that they need to do is come to the open day. And from there, we look at who they are, what their motives are, do they fit the program, but also does the program fit them. So we take the time to get to know them because it is a 2-year commitment. And I think it's just good to quickly mention that. So it's a 2-year program that provides mentoring, training. The training is financial skills, it's business skills, but also life skills. So a big part of developing as a human and then using that to be able to go out and, you know, experience success in my selling and my relationships. So it's a 2-year program, and that training happens from 8:30 till 2:30 in the mornings.
Okay.
So they must, one of the requirements also is that they can't be employed, but they also cannot be involved in other learnerships or
they must have time.
They must be open in the morning, but they also must have a desire to want to learn and grow and want to develop new skills. So yes, so in the mornings, usually 3 mornings, they need to be available, and they cannot be employed, like I said.
All right. Now, how can people reach out if they want to? I know there's I read something that you can make donations if you'd like to. How can one get in contact with you guys? What donations would you be needing? And just how does it all work?
Okay. So they can contact us. Can I give a number?
Yes, you may.
So they can phone 021-868-0036. We are on Facebook and on all the social media accounts. You can also get our information there.
Okay.
I think donations, currently here in Paul, we sell clothing. And the reskill program, the resell program is the program that we are advertising and the one that we have here in Paul. So clothing, any clothing donations, they can come to our office or just phone and we can organize with them.
All right. Now, the open day next week, Robin, tell us a little bit more. How does one get involved? What do you need to do?
Okay, so basically all you need to do is, like, we are obviously in the community currently. We go to do primary schools, handing out pamphlets. So all you got to do is to come to on the 23rd at about 8:30 to our venue, TCB Berg River Business Park, corner of Jan van Riebeeck Road and Deburg Street, Paul. So all you need to do is come to the open day and see what it's about. See if you are wanting to be part of a happy space, a safe space for the next 24 months. And I think we have a lot of transformational stories of people that has really seen how this program that we are running, the Resale program, have the ability and capability to transform your life.
Right. One or two success stories. I know it transitioned from the clothing bank to taking care of business. I just told first Inky Dresner, who does the PR for which TCB asked to help. I spoke to Aline as well, to Tele as well. And I just now, a couple of minutes ago, told Leandi my involvement, or say interaction, basically, with then the clothing bank. What were some of the success stories that you guys have? Just one or two.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard, but I think for me, one story personally that has just stayed with me is one of the ladies came to me and said, you know what, Leandi, I have a dinner table now, and we sit around the table and have our meals. Other ladies, I have a joke with them, that, with the participants, and I tell them after 3 months they must reintroduce themselves, because they look so different. Within 3 months their financial situation changes so much that, you know, even the way that they dress, the way that they present themselves is transformed. So for me, success stories varies because you become, you are your own, we say self-employed, so you determine your salary. So some ladies, you know, it's, you know what, I can put food on my table every day. I can pay my children's school fees.
Yes.
Other ladies, you know, start building houses in the Eastern Cape, you know, and providing for family members. Other ladies move away from areas that they feel like, you know, I don't want to live in that area anymore.
Wow.
And I think beyond the financial independence is also just the success story of learning to appreciate ourselves and grow in relationships and interaction with our children and with our husbands and partners. And I think just becoming a healthy human being as well.
Sure. Informal trader program applications open now, but you have to go for the open day. Resale program starting, or be there at 9 o'clock, 8:30 actually, Robin said, 8:30 on Tuesday morning, 23 January. It's Berg River Business Park, corner of Jan van Riebeeck and Drie Bergenstraat. Jan van Riebeeck and Drie Bergenstraat. Get there, learn more about it, and who knows, maybe you can start your own company with the help of taking care of business. Robin, thank you very much for coming out and experiencing the trucks on the N1 to come and join us. Thank you very much for that. And then also, Leandi, baie dankie, Draaikom Market.
Groot plezier. Dankie vir julle tyd.
En sien vir jou môreoggend 6:45.
Nog nie.
0720 069 0295 is WhatsApp nummer. My naam is Linden Jafta. Kom, smaak het.